Hello, everybody. With Bob Christopher and Richard Piper, I'm Bob Davis, and this is Basic Gospel, a media ministry dedicated to helping you hear, believe, and live the good news of Jesus Christ. If you have a Bible question or an issue you'd like to discuss, we invite you to call right now. The number is 844-322-2742. Again, 844-322-2742. We're live on the air and online, so you can get an immediate answer to your question or discuss the issues that are important to you in life right now. So we've opened up the phone lines, and again, the toll-free number is 844-322-2742. It's Basic Gospel, everybody, and now here's Bob Christopher.
Well, thanks, Bob. I wanted to start today's broadcast in the book in the far end of the Bible, 1 John. 1 John chapter 4, especially I think this verse is significant, relevant in light of the Supreme Court decision on Friday. It says this: "Dear friends, let us love one another, for love comes from God. Everyone who loves has been born of God and knows God. And whoever does not love does not know God, because God is love." I think John just really nails the problem of the world in this passage. Those who have been born again of God actually know God. They know the truth about God, and that truth has been revealed to them in the person and work of Jesus Christ. We know the truth about His grace. We know the truth that God really is love, and not just a warm, fuzzy feeling, but actual, action directed toward us for our benefit. That's what the love of God is all about. It's not just sitting there, getting all warm and fuzzy and cuddly and that sort of thing. It's action that God does on our behalf. So we that know, or we that have been born of God, we know God. So God has put a knowledge of Himself into us, and that's what we have to offer to the world. That's what the world desperately needs. That's the only thing that's going to pull this world together and to bring it where it needs to be. But again, that's all in God's timing as well. But our job is to get the knowledge of God out there in the world. I wrote about this in Simple Gospel, Simply Grace. Just want to share a couple of paragraphs out of that. Many would describe the church today as anemic. And I think, in light of the Supreme Court decision on Friday, we would look at that as a failure of the church. It's something that we didn't take a stand and do enough to bring about the right decision. That's how many people are going to take that. But I think there is a consensus out there that the church today is anemic. Its influence in the culture, it's waning. Its own morals are decaying. It seems to be losing ground at every turn. What's the problem? That's the great dilemma of the day, and it has left many church leaders scratching their heads in frustration and grasping at straws to fix the problem. We've tried to regain our clout through politics. We've added the flavor of relevance to the message to make it palatable. We've moved from traditional to contemporary services. We've used the power of celebrity to harness attention. Maybe the problem is that we've lost our first love. Maybe we've lost sight of the goal of the good news. Maybe we've become so enamored with the gifts of grace that we've missed the giver. Maybe we've lost sight of our greatest asset. We have been entrusted with the knowledge of God. That's what distinguishes us from the world. That's the story of the gospel. So what does the world need? What does our country need? It needs a knowledge of God. Where is that knowledge going to come from? From those who know God, who've been born again of God, and who truly know that God is love, as has been revealed in the person and work of Jesus Christ.
Yes, indeed. Well, this is Basic Gospel, everybody. If you'd like to join the conversation, Bob and Richard and I would love to hear from you right now at 844-322-2742. 2742, a toll-free call in the U.S. and in Canada, 844-322-2742, a good opportunity for you to call and get, as I said, an immediate answer to your question or to discuss the issues that are important to you right now. 844-322-2742. Well, guys, let's go to the phones and go first and talk to Anthony, listening in Bridgewater, New Jersey on WMCA. Hi, Anthony. Welcome to Basic Gospel.
Yes, hello, brothers. Just got a quick question. When it comes to godly marriage in the Lord, is there any biblical scriptures, strategies to be able to resolving conflict that, like a little thing can turn into a mountain very quickly? And is there anything that, you know, any scriptures or strategy that to be able to resolve like marital conflict on little issues or dealing with bigger roots that really can it be exposed to say, wait, this little thing is maybe bigger than what we're talking about or what the argument's about?
Well, that's an excellent question, and there are some strategies. You know, there's not a lot written in the Word of God, you know, toward marriage. There's a lot written about relationships, how we're to treat one another in all sorts of relationships and how that needs to come from first and foremost being submissive to God's Spirit in our lives, to be filled, to be controlled by the Spirit of God. But Ephesians chapter 5, I think, is a great starting point. And in Ephesians chapter 5, we see some interesting things about marriage. Everyone knows this verse that wives are to be submissive to their husbands, for he is the head of this body. You know, that your wives will submit to your husbands as you do to the Lord. And then it says the husbands must love your wives with the same love Christ showed the church. He gave up his life for her to make her holy and clean, washed by baptism and God's word. So there is a mouthful. That wives are to be submissive to their husbands. Husbands are to love their wives as Christ loves the church. Well, as we look at it, and Richard, jump in on this, because you do a lot of marital counseling and premarital counseling. What we see within the marriage framework, within the context, that a wife, her number one need within the context of marriage is security. For the husband, the number one need is respect. Well, when a husband loves her wife as Christ loves the church, then we see that need of security is going to be met. Why? Because Christ goes overboard to make us realize how secure we are in his love, that we really do belong, that we are a part of the family of God, that we can bear the name child of God truthfully and honestly. So there's a security issue there. So oftentimes when there's a problem, you know, with the wife, you know, you might come in and I hate the carpet. It's the worst looking carpet that we've ever had. I just can't stand this kitchen. And, it, you know, everything is just awful. Well, what that is an indicator of is that at some point she's feeling insecure within this relationship. At some point she is not fully in, you know, kind of the trenches of your security. So instead of trying to fix all those other little problems, you just spend a little time and let her know that she's number one in your life. That's how you handle those things, and they don't boil over as quickly as they do otherwise. And for you, if you get a little cranky, if you get a little irritable, if things aren't you know, looking right for you, normally it's because it's an issue of respect. You're not feeling respected within that marriage relationship. Does that make sense to you?
You know, brother, that makes more than sense, because now I see my inaction or action of causing her to feel secure or not secure is the boiling point that takes to something from level 1 to level 10 very quickly. But if I can just focus on doing that more, then guess what? I won't have to deal with all these issues. But so it's like you just give me a vector shift of mindset to say, wait a minute, this is the real issue, and my focus needs to go on this and to try to fix that or do better in that, because guess what? I'm trying to fix those tangible external issues. Those aren't the problem. And so thank you again, brother. You guys, I tell you, the Lord's given you so much wisdom and be able to communicate in a way that I can understand. And so I appreciate it, guy. I just need to apply what you're telling me so I can get victory, you know?
Well, let us do this. We have a CD that goes over more of what I've just talked to you about in greater detail. So I would love to put that in your hands. But as far as your wife is concerned, just go home and just say, hey, let's sit on the couch. I'm going to look you right in the eye, and I just want you to tell me about your day. And don't try to fix any of the problems. Don't try to, weigh into any of the, add solutions or that sort of thing. Just listen and let her know that you're very interested in what's going on. I guarantee you, you'll see amazing results as far as the relationship is concerned and that issue of security really being addressed.
Thank you so much, brother. I really appreciate it. I just got to, like you said just now, focus on that and practice that more. So thank you, gentlemen. I really appreciate it. And if I could get that resource somehow, some way, yes. I appreciate that as well.
Anthony, you hold the line. Our operator will pick you up and get that. Thanks for calling today, and a great topic to get the program underway with, and we appreciate hearing from you. If we can help further, don't hesitate to call. In the meantime, let's go talk to George, listening in Lodi, New Jersey, on WMCA as well. Hi, George. Welcome to Basic Gospel.
Hi, guys. How are you? God bless you.
Doing great. Thank you. Hope you are, too.
Thank you. So I just wanted to give you a quick testimony. I called a month ago. I've been a believer since I was 27. I'm almost 46 now. And I was struggling with some things, and you guys, program was ending, and you kind of spoke to me after the program, and you sent me the forgiveness book and the little booklet and the CD on, driving the stake to sin, and it's just been, I'm sure you've heard it so many times before, but it's just been life changing for me. It was explained in such a basic way that I was just transformed by it, and. Not to say that I don't think of those things but I know now who Christ is in me and what he's done for me. I went out, I got a Bible, I put my my born-again date, and I gave my heart to Christ right in front of that Bible, and I wrote at the bottom, this is the day I died. And every time I get these thoughts, I just go and I touch it, and I remember that day, and I was so moved by it, and I was so transformed by it that I gave it to a friend that was struggling as well, and I'm hoping that they take the time to listen and read it, because it's just, gosh, what a blessing. I just want to say thank you.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much, George, for this great, great testimony, and it's wonderful just to know the basics of the gospel, isn't it? Just to know
Amen.
What it means that Christ died for us. That we really are forgiven, and that Christ truly is alive, living in us. I mean, that's what the gospel is all about. Christ dying to take away our sins so that he could come and live in us and be present with us each and every day.
Amen.
And when we understand that, as you said, everything changes, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm. It's unbelievable. It's because it's you're not doing it in your own strength, but it's happening. It's like, wow, it's really happening.
Yes,
I also ordered the book, the new book you have, and I ordered two copies because I want to share it with this other person. And I'm going to start, and I already started, I want to be a supporter of the show because, gosh, my family thanks you.
Well, that's George. Thank you so much for encouraging us today, and thank you for allowing us to be a part of your life, and for you being a part of ours. That's just, I think, the power of radio. We build some really, really neat friendships and relationships in Christ, and you know, praise God that you're standing on that solid ground, that He loves you, and that nothing can separate you from the love of God.
Amen. Thank you so much. Yeah. And continue doing what you're doing. You're changing lives.
Yeah, we will. Call us anytime, George.
Thanks, George. Bye-bye. You know, that just points up the fact that of the importance of this broadcast being on the air. And we would just want to say thanks to each of you who have partnered with us to help ensure that others hear the same basic gospel message that has made a difference in your life. But we need to keep the good news coming, friends. And if you can help today as we end the month with an extra gift, why, we would really appreciate your partnership with us. Perhaps your first gift, even. That will help tremendously. Click donate at basicgospel.net or speak with our operator at 844-412-2742. Again, that toll-free number, 844-412-2742. And help make sure that this message remains on the air, changing lives by the truth of God and His Word. And keep in mind that this is the final day of our offer. Actually, tomorrow will be the final day of our offer for Bob Christopher's book, Simple Gospel, Simply Grace, for your gift of $15 or more. So take advantage of that. Don't let that opportunity slip by. And as a matter of fact, you can get multiple copies of the book simply by going to our book site. That is simplegospelsimplygrace.com. And the official release is coming this coming week, and as of this week, as a matter of fact. But you can get your copy of it on order today by going to simplegospelsimplygrace.com or by making that gift by clicking donate at basicgospel.net. Okay, to New York now. Let's talk to Joy, listening on WMCA. It's WMCA Day, Joy, and welcome to Basic Gospel.
Hi, thank you.
Sure.
How are you today?
Doing great.
I hope I remembered all of my points here. I first want to say that as Christians and as believers, we're going to have to remember Scripture and all of Scripture and be, as Scripture say, meek yet shrewd as serpents, because the community that lobbied for this ruling, they have done exactly that. And we cannot be naive and not think that these individuals do not know Scripture. And the reason I'm saying that is we cannot allow the devil to trick us, because the devil is at work in this whole thing. The caller who said, oh, is there anywhere in the Bible that says, we cannot allow the devil to cause us to second-guess the Word of God. The Word of God says, in the beginning, it was man and it was woman. Two men, two women cannot procreate.
Yeah, you're exactly right, Joy. And, you know, the Word of God is very, very clear on that. And, you know, that's the way it was, has been since the very beginning, and nothing will change. And as we talked about that on Friday's broadcast, we mentioned the fact that, you know, sure, the Supreme Court has made a decision, but that doesn't change what Jesus Christ is doing in this world.
Yes, it doesn't change the Word of God.
It doesn't change the Word of God, nor does it change what Jesus is doing in this world today, as He is moving in our hearts to be ministers of the new covenant, moving in our hearts to be ministers of reconciliation. The world seems to be getting darker and darker and darker. Well, what that means is that the light of the gospel that shines through us will become even brighter.
Even brighter, exactly. And it will put out that darkness.
Yeah,
and what I like it to, and as I have been reading in the Word lately, we have to remember, too. We have to remember Scripture, old and new. This reminds me of the part of in the Bible, I believe it was in Haggai, when the priests, the leaders, had all become corrupt, and they had figured out, well, wow, sinful behavior is profitable. We can actually profit from the sinful behavior. We cannot be fooled as Christians because we are Christians. We cannot be afraid to, you know, acknowledge the savviness of the devil and people, but because people are poised to make a lot of money from this one ruling. And And it's just sad that our leaders, have sat up and they have been willing. To me, that decision was a writing off God. That was writing off God.
Well, it's been a decision that's been in the making for a long time. Well, Joy, thank you for joining us on today's broadcast. We appreciate your strong words and your solid stand on the authority of the Word of God. That's encouraging, Joy. I appreciate that.
Yes, indeed. And quickly to Arvada, Colorado, we're going to talk to Chris, listening on oneplace.com. Chris, welcome to Basic Gospel.
Hey, thank you. How are you guys?
We're doing great. Hope you are too.
Oh, good. Yeah, hanging in there. I've called two or three times before, but still having trouble with whether I'm really saved or not. It's still really bothering me a lot. We're, you know, really scared and confused and stuff. I'm not sure what's going to get through my head on this, but I also had a couple questions on a couple things in the Bible, Romans 9, and then the part where it says, if you doubt and be like the wind of the waves of the sea, don't expect to receive anything from God. It's a double-minded man, that verse.
Yeah, okay.
Somewhere in there.
We will address those. Richard, what does that mean in the book of James where it says don't doubt? Is that about your salvation, or is there a context there that will give us some better ideas to what that means?
Well, the overall issue in James is, are we going to follow through on what we claim to believe? And he's dealing in particular with Jewish Christians from a Jewish background, and they're waffling, much like the writer to the Hebrews is dealing with people who are waffling. And he said, look, this isn't getting you anywhere. Make a decision. Make that decision for Jesus and be strong in that decision. And because God can't work with you if you won't let him. And that's basically what he's talking about. If you're waffling, if you believe in Jesus in one moment and in the next moment you're not sure, then you're going to be unstable. And Chris, you actually display that instability. It's not like you're lost or something, but the instability is that you haven't come to a conclusion. And you need to come to a conclusion. I mean, if you're lost, if you're absolutely convinced that you're lost, we can deal with that. If you're convinced that you're saved, we can deal with that. But we can't deal with an inability to say, Jesus, I'm yours, and I know I'm yours. And so what I would ask you with the question of your assurance is, what is it that you think is keeping you from being saved? We don't have time right now. We're almost to the end of the broadcast. Yeah. But if you'd be willing to hold the line, I'll talk to you after the broadcast, and we can talk about what it is that you think is keeping you from being saved. And if we can deal with that, then maybe you can get the assurance that you need and the clearness of thinking that you just so desperately want.
We are running short of time, but Bob and Richard, we are coming up on the end of the month, and I know that we need to talk about financial issues.
It would be nice if we could get about $20,000 today and tomorrow. It's been a good month. People have responded wonderfully, but we would like to finish the first half of our year right on target, and we're within $20,000 of being on target. And if you could see your way clear to give for the first time or to give a little bit extra, we would certainly appreciate it, because what we're doing is talking to people like Chris. That's our ministry. This isn't for us. This is for people who need to truly understand the grace of God in Christ and the power of that in their lives.
Yes. Chris and Anthony and George, people whose lives have been tremendously impacted by the truth of God's Word heard through Basic Gospel.
Yes.
And that's the importance of our broadcast being on the air, everybody. And for those of you who have partnered with us, thank you so much. From the bottoms of our hearts, thank you for your partnership with us. If you've been listening for a while and haven't joined us, we encourage you to become a part of the support of this ministry to keep this good news on the air. Click donate at basicgospel.net. That's basicgospel.net. Or speak with our operator at 844-412-2742. Well, thanks for joining us, everybody. Now for Bob Christopher, for Richard Piper and the ministry team, Bob Davis, inviting you to be with us again tomorrow for another live edition of Basic Gospel.